Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and coach to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is timeliness. Before I get to what I mean about that, I want to remind you that I've announced a new offering, the London Leadership Leap, where we have 30 days of intense coaching, which kick off in a two-day event in London this July. We're still in the early bird period, but there's not a lot of time left. So do check it out. The link is in the show notes. And now let's get to business. Timeliness. I started this episode, as I start all of them, by saying we're working on tripling your impact per engineer. And that does not mean that we're working on making people three times faster. Unless they're really bad, that's just not humanly possible. That's not what we're aiming for, right? We're aiming not for merely increasing productivity, but for finding ways to increase efficacy. So we're doing the right things, not just doing things right. Now, an aspect that I keep seeing where this is relevant is how we treat time. I see leaders in all ranks, team leads all the way up to CEOs, who have complete disregard to how a lot of the things that are going on day to day happen, but just lose it when we get to, for example, holding meetings in specific timeframes. So what am I talking about? I'm betting you have sat through your fair share of lousy, useless, unproductive meetings, right? And it seems like we all just have gotten used to it. We just sit there and we do it because we feel like that's the way things are. You know, that's part of how we move things along. And I've got a bunch of episodes about that, and I talk about that in my book. But today, let's talk about the other thing that we have here. We are okay with this, but people get really stressed about the time we take in between meetings to move things. So for example, you have a quarterly planning meeting, and you want people to be done with their planning within 3 days. And this is when we're talking about committing to an entire quarter. And I feel like this is weird because you're gonna be investing a full quarter here. An extra day or two might actually make that entire quarter better. So timeliness here isn't about doing that fast, but doing it correctly. Another example would be when you're announcing a big shift. You have a reorg, you have a change initiative, you want to change something. Usually, we get to the point where we communicate it to the entire team after the involved executives and a small team usually have already been thinking about this for quite a while. They have thought it through, they have a bunch of ideas about how it might happen, they are already thinking about all sorts of problems. Hopefully they are ready, which is good. But then they go on to announce this thing and expect everyone else to be up to speed within the time that meeting has ended. And the dissonance here is that you have allowed yourself weeks to think about this and then expect everyone else to just fast forward all of the emotions, doubts, thoughts you've had about this into 1 hour. And I'm sorry, but that's not always possible. So timeliness here is about actively thinking how you choose to invest dead time, in between time. I'm not talking about work time, about the actual meetings, but about injecting time to think, to let the dust settle, to have people actually digest what you're talking about and realize what's happening, not just merely move along because they're being told they have to shuffle away to the next thing. So sometimes after you let people know about something, they need extra time to think about it. If you want people to really be involved in your OKR planning, for example, if you want teams to really be empowered, you cannot just announce, hey, this is the objective for this quarter, and you have 1 day to get back to me with what you're committing to. Because often that means they won't have enough time to actually think about things and will have to go with whatever defaults you're handing to them. Similarly, with change initiatives, with all sorts of improvements, changes, announcements, I get the need to optimize on time, But if you're optimizing for the time in between where they're likely working, but just need extra time to think about stuff, and not for how you're actually holding lousy, useless, life-drenching meetings, then you're not optimizing the right thing. Timeliness here is for doing things in a timely manner and providing people with enough time to think about things. And when you're actually sitting in a room, do that more effectively. And I don't want to go into that rabbit hole again. I've got a bunch of content about that. But timeliness is knowing when to take the time to think about stuff. And now I'll be timely and let you know that you have a whole week to think about this message before you get another nugget of knowledge in the next episode. And again, if you haven't yet, do check out the London Leadership Leap. I'm excited and think it's going to be epic. If you might attend and you're thinking about it, reach out to me. My email's in the show notes. If you'd love to attend such a thing, but London isn't the right place for you, do let me know as well, because I'm planning on having more of these soon. And if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes. Thank you, and talk to you next week.